Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Anthony Herron, Score football analyst.
But frankly, the Bears just didn't really make a significant amount of plays in-game. They just sort of methodically plotted their way through much of the game. Didn't really look like a lot of haymakers were being thrown.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Brady. Couldn't find an open man. He's going to be sacked from behind. Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Herron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
We love talking football with Big Ann Herron. He is an analyst, as I mentioned, and host here at 670 The Score. He's also doing work on Fox 32 with Lou Carlson, Luke Canellis, Cassie Carlson, and Tina Wynn. And had a nice pregame show, too. This segment with Anthony Herron is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We go to the Circa Sports Hotline. Download the Circa app today. That is where we find Big Ant. He also is on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Ant, I'm going to start with just your biggest feeling after you saw that game and the loss to the Ravens. What stood out to you the most?
It was an opportunity for the Bears to win a game in a different manner than we've seen them win one this season, and they came up short. A lot of times in the NFL, so many of the games end up being really close in the fourth quarter and come down to, you know, key moments, critical decisions. And for the Bears, those close games have at least had explosive plays in them. At times, they've given up explosive plays to the opponent, had takeaways on defense, big plays on offense, trick plays or exotics, you might call them. This game didn't have much of that or any of that. One thing it did still have was drives that stalled in the red zone and penalties. So there's still much of that that compiled. But as far as big dramatic moments, the few of those that there were all went the way of the Ravens. But for the most part, it was a game where each team, I would imagine as both staffs graded out the film, the snap by snap was fairly evenly matched with the personnel executing against each other. So it was one of these games where the methodical, the mundane, the consistency was going to matter so much. And even in Caleb Williams' performance, it was a game where he completed a lot of passes. He got the ball out of his hands pretty quickly and rhythmically for the most part. But there were no chunk plays. There were no big plays. There was no real attack to the way the Bears went about things offensively, and in the end, they were the ones who ended up making the mistakes in the fourth quarter that decided it.
This segment with Anthony Herron, sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. It was a 911 situation for the Bears, it seemed like, in the second half. So, Anthony, the first half when those first drives ended up in field goals, I thought, okay, the Bears are not going to win this game. Why? Because you got to be able to do it in the red zone. What do you think the biggest struggle is for the red zone right now with the Bears?
When you get to the red zone, as an offense, you're trying to create either of two things. You want to create a matchup or you want to create space, because it's so difficult once you get to that end of the field. And the closer and closer you get to the end zone, yes, you're closer to scoring a touchdown as an offense, but defensively, there's less ground you have to cover. There's less blades of grass that the offense has access to be able to get into the end zone, but you still got 11 bodies on D. And so as you use both sidelines as additional defenders, the field is still 53 and a third wide. The back of the end zone is an additional defender for you as well. So, yeah, you got the 10-yard deep end zone, but with the 11 bodies that are there, as the space condenses, then it's tougher for quarterbacks to fit the ball in the windows. So matchup-wise, do you like a matchup with the right side of your offensive line to push some folks around? I would make the case we're seeing a version of Jackson and Wright on the right side, and Dahlman deserving credit for that as well, where you say that's a matchup that maybe the Bears try to feature, focus on a little bit more once they get into the red zone. Is there a guy, is there a pass catcher that you say maybe gives us that advantage? Cole Kmet hasn't shown himself as like a contested catch jump ball guy. And of course, he's banged up right now, but he missed the first game he's ever missed. But Cole Kmet, Roma Dunze, are they guys that you say, we'll just line him up outside. He's going to route somebody up. Or even if he doesn't win the route, we're going to throw him a jump ball, and we know he's going to moss somebody over there. Do you have that available to you from a matchup perspective? If not, you got to scheme your way into it. And right now, the Bears are struggling to do either of those with any real success. They're not scheming space available, and there's not a matchup that they're actually leaning into and saying, this is really a decided advantage we have here, because you need one of those in the red zone where the space is so condensed for the defense to defend.
A really good breakdown there, talking to Big Ant here, Rahimi Harris and Grody. I would like to read something to you now, too, as well. This segment with Anthony Herron is sponsored by Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. We all have these things we want to read to you.
Big, I was Ant, expecting War and Peace. That's what I thought was coming up here. But I'll take the sponsor read.
We'll have time to do that on the podcast.
Anthony Herron was born on a sunny day.
That's right. All right, so I gotta go through a couple things from your post show last night.
Okay.
One thing that I thought was great, and then one thing that I have to question you and a caller on. The first, the great thing was, because every single backfield in the NFL is looking for that change of pace running back. They're looking for the thunder. They're looking for the lightning. And you spelled it out perfectly with Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell yesterday, because that's about as good as it gets in terms of, for that day, activating a thunder and lightning where you have Derrick Henry just falling forward, just being a massive dude, just plowing. And then you got Keaton Mitchell bouncing around like a water bug, just slashing all over the place. That kind of thing, that does mess up a defense, and they could not have worked that more perfectly.
It's one of those
things. What are you laughing at?
We were pantomiming all of your narration.
But also, the fact that you use water bug instead of roach, I appreciated that.
Well, no, but there's water bugs, do they bounce around?
We found out the difference. The water bug is vicious, guys. Yes. The water bug eats, like, other bugs, like, viciously.
How does a water bug differ from a jitterbug?
Oh, my gosh.
Do we know?
This is
do
a
we
great question.
I thought a jitterbug was that phone with the big numbers for the seniors.
What?
Yeah, no. You guys didn't know about that?
I don't know. You guys...
No, that's news to me, too.
But you know, like, water bugs, they bounce around. They're real fast,
well,
right?
Well, because water bugs are an insect. Jitterbug is just on the end of a fishing line, because they're not fast enough not to get caught and put on the end of a fishing lure.
Want to hear the answer to this.
Count on the Southerner to know exactly what we're talking about between water bugs.
Oh, no, that was Google.
Water bugs are aquatic predators found in ponds, while cockroaches are land-dwelling scavengers often found indoors. So a water bug is far more adept to what you're talking about.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
A water bug is a much better fit in an NFL offense.
You did a good job,
Mark. Was there a lot of cockroach conversation in the first hour of the show?
These two with the water bugs and the cockroaches. Every time the water bug comes up, they're talking about cockroaches.
No, well, because they look similar.
Anthony, here's the deal. Down south, growing up, if you were in somebody's house and you saw a bug, you'd be like, oh, you got a roach? And they'd be like, no, that's a water bug. It's not a roach. roach because they don't want you to think they got roaches.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Narrator, it was a roach.
I mean, honestly, it was a roach. I mean, it just was like it was. It really like you saw it. Like the Bears' defense, they almost looked sleepy when Keaton Mitchell would get the football, or even when their quarterback would take off and run. And I know Tyler Huntley is somewhat adept at that, but it was like Derrick Henry, and they weren't ready for the lightning portion.
We hear it so much in football, the thunder and lightning combination in the backfield where you got the stylistically dissimilar ball carriers or you got guys of different stature who carry the rock. But it does legitimately matter. It impacts the opposing defense because Derrick Henry's my size, just to be clear.
Like, yeah.
Derrick Henry is 6'3", 255, 260. Now, he is proportioned differently than I am, but he's my size playing running back in the National Football League. And then you have the backup come in this game it happened to be Keaton Mitchell. Keaton Mitchell is like Layla size. And so if you have me running the rock at you one play, and then you have Layla running the rock at you the next play, if Layla runs a 4-3 in the 40, it's going to impact you differently as the opposing defense. And so what ends up happening is that you get into this rhythm where Derrick Henry is going to get maybe a couple of dozen carries in that game. And you get into a rhythm of how you're timing up, the way you attack blocks, the angle you hit those blocks with, how quickly you try to disengage from that block to get to where the ball carrier is going to declare. And then all of a sudden you got this other guy of a very different stature. So your sight line is different as a second and third level defender when you're running the alley from the defensive backfield, or you're trying to fold or, you know, try to shed that block and wrap over the top as a linebacker. So it times up differently. Keaton Mitchell comes in there, and he only had a few touches in the game, but they were all so impactful as the Bears were trying to close the door on the Ravens to get the rock back to their offense. And the pace of it is just so different than the rhythm the defenders had been in before that point. That's why it can throw you off as a defense, because you're accustomed to the way Derrick Henry is trying to turn the corner or trying to get north and south on you. And the next thing you know, you got Keaton Mitchell over here, and it's just a completely different style that you haven't been performing against.
And then the other thing, the call.
And another thing.
Yes.
What's more is, so you had a call who you were very patient with, and God bless his soul. He talked, you know, that he had this theory, he had this philosophy of, and he was very delicate with the way he worded it. He didn't want to offend any of the Caleb people. But this caller said that since Baltimore named Tyler Huntley the starter, that at that moment, and make sure I get this right too, Big Ant, because I actually went back, he thought that the Bears should match wits by having Tyson Bagent be the quarterback just for that day. Just for that day, so Caleb can sit back for one night only.
Was this like a reverse indecent proposal? No offense, Tyson.
Maybe. I love the indecent proposal question. But yeah, to let Caleb sit back, relax, and
would
just
that be a decent proposal?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. And just learn some things on the sideline. And I think, and I wrote it down in my little notes here on my phone, and I think you said something. You were so nice, man. You're like, I could tell you were smiling, but you go, it would be a unique move, sir. And you were very like, you know, maybe, you know, that's a nice idea, sir. Thanks for calling.
So he was diplomatic with it, is what you're saying.
He was being very diplomatic. And the caller was trying to be, I don't know if diplomatic is the word, but he was being very like, I kind of know this is crazy, but I'm going to say it anyway.
I mean, you guys get it for 4 hours every day. And when there's a Bears loss, it's an opportunity for the backup to really be placed on a bigger pedestal. And this is just the latest example of it. Like, by the way, 10-year anniversary for Layla. I don't know how many of these backups have been hoisted onto pedestals in the decade you've been here, Layla. But we saw, like, even going back to Jay Cutler, like the first period of time where I moved back to Chicago, like around 2011, uh-huh. Cutler was still the quarterback, and folks were clamoring for Matt Barkley back then.
Oh,
or who was it? Hoyer, Brian Hoyer.
Yep, they got Hoyer.
People could not wait because they were so tired of Jay Cutler. And at this point, folks are just like tired of Bears quarterback futility, basically. And so whoever the starter is, if they're not exceptional, they cannot wait to get the backup in the game. And so, yes, there were a lot of texts yesterday, several calls talking about Tyson Bagent getting in there. And this particular guy, what was so entertaining about the caller that Grody's talking about was because he went out of his way to say, I'm not saying we should bench Caleb. I'm just saying they should start Tyson Bagent. Like, wait a minute, what?
Right.
That's a complete contradiction. And how do you do one without the other?
Wildcat.
I didn't want it.
Exactly. I like that. Wildcat. That's a good way to
Actually,
do it.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
And I will say this. One of the biggest sports truths I ever learned was when I went to Mississippi State University, where, of course, we have everything but a quarterback until Dak Prescott came along.
Yeah, water
but
bugs.
One of the truths is, on a bad team, whether it's bad offensively, defensively, whatever, on a bad team, everyone's favorite player eventually is going to become the backup quarterback.
And that time may come, man, but it is not now. And I don't know how you guys felt about Caleb's performance. Caleb needed to be better because the Bears weren't scoring. But Caleb's had multiple games worse than yesterday. This might have been like Caleb's second or third best game of the season. Caleb was in rhythm. He was on time. He was getting the ball out of his hands. And the biggest knock on Caleb from his rookie season that certainly that I felt, and I believe a lot of people agreed, was him holding the football. That's one of the areas that he has most consistently shown improvement at this season. And coming off his worst game of the season last week against the Saints, to have a game where he tipped the scales back in the other direction, where he was getting the rock out of his hand. What was it? One sack they took in the game. And it's not like that was the only time that the pass rush was getting home. But Caleb was getting the ball out. But there were no big plays. There was no big game hunting. So it almost went too far in the opposite direction, where I told you guys against the Saints, it was the greediest game I felt Caleb had had of the season. This game, he seemed to settle so consistently. Mm-hmm. And of course there was coverage dictating that, but as far as just being in the pocket, seeing the field cleanly and getting rid of the rock and just kind of playing point guard, Caleb did that consistently throughout the game. The interception, awful throw late in a critical moment in the game. So that's a very bad play and a bad moment for Caleb. But on the whole, just evaluating the snap by snap of Caleb, that wasn't some game where Caleb played awful in that game yesterday. He didn't do enough to lead touchdown drives for the Bears. So Caleb needing to be better is a different thing than Caleb playing poorly. Caleb did not play poorly yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, and I'm looking even at the drive that made it 6-0, and we've got to go to a break here, but I just want you to simmer on this. There was a play, 3rd and 7 at the Baltimore 22, where Williams, you could tell even by the footwork, he wasn't set. It was supposed to be a 5 or 7-step drop, and instead he kind of like chassés, you know, like elevated on the toes, clicks the heels together, throws over the middle, and that ball was nearly picked off. And I think you even knew in the pocket drop back that that was an issue. I'm more critical because of the fact that the Ravens' defense was so bad, remarkably bad, as we know.
And those groundings, so were killers.
Let's marinate on all of that, and apparently we have this phone call you had to entertain. So let's do all of that next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody with Anthony Heron on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark is in Wisconsin, and he's got a curiosity about the quarterback position for the Bears. What's up, Mark?
Folks, put your seatbelts on. This could be a bumpy ride.
We have the call that Anthony Heron fielded on the Post show yesterday. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. So let's listen to this this call that Mark Grody alluded to that you had to field, Ant. We'll do it together as a group.
Mark is in Wisconsin, and he's got a curiosity about the quarterback position for the Bears. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, I was just thinking this over, but I think an interesting proposition for Ben Johnson would have been to match John Harbaugh's starting Huntley over Lamar Jackson after all that kind of hoopla before the game started. My point is if Ben Johnson would have countered with starting Bijan in replace of Caleb, he could have matched head games with him. And again, I'm not suggesting Caleb should have been benched. That's not where I'm going. Just as much as Lamar Jackson's not going to be benched. My point is let's just say it throws him off. Bijan is having some success. And let's just say he's doing as well as Huntley does. And he has success. And the Bears, for some reason, end up winning the game. The bottom line is still winning. Caleb might learn something on the sideline and, you know, get more hungry or learn something and progress from the whole scenario.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate you, Mark. Yeah, it's a unique idea, I would say.
You're such a good man, Anthony Heron.
That requires a level of patience there, Ant.
You are hilarious. I love the way he started the call, too. I was just thinking this over.
They're giving also, us with some consideration.
Did he say miatched?
He did.
And Bajan. And no, he did not give Bajan his NT. He was just Bajan.
He won't earn it until he's actually on the field.
Also, Ant, the fact that you just let him go and you just, it's like you wanted to see how this story ends. Yeah, I would have interjected much quicker.
Yeah. So we had two other callers who cursed before that I cut off.
So you were feeling extra patient.
I didn't want to be the guy like over 90 minutes or a couple hours in the post. I do try to let folks get their feelings out, get their takes off after a Bears game, whether it's after a win or a loss. I do try to treat that as a stage for people to just kind of get their initial reaction and vent a bit when possible. So I didn't want to cut him off because I'd already cut off a couple other people who rambled and cursed a little bit earlier in the post.
Wait, what were they cussing about?
I think one guy was just kind of sauced up and didn't even realize he dropped an F-bomb. And
then, no. You know,
yeah, probably thought he was calling our meatball machine. That might be our fault. Yeah. Man. Sorry about that, buddy.
Yeah, there's a chant that one of our texters texted in, and I was like, please, for the love of everything, call and leave this on the meatball machine. So I'm hoping that they do, because we could have a remixed chant to enjoy.
Okay. Cheers to the caller, though, because that's the essence. Let's be honest.
It
that's
is. The essence. And sometimes you just got to say it out loud to realize where you're going
Caleb
with it.
Might learn something on the sideline and, you know, get more hungry or...
or something. Yeah, he wasn't calling for Caleb to get benched. He was just calling for somebody else to start instead of him.
Hungry. And as somebody who also spent time in a front office, what do you think about how the NFL handled the, or not the NFL, the Ravens handled the Lamar Jackson news? And do you think the NFL will further handle this?
I think the NFL is going to step in and do something. How heavy-handed will it be? Not certain yet. There's a lot of respect for Baltimore. They're one of the more consistent franchises in the sport. Their relationships run deep at the league office. So could I see the league stepping in with just a fine and moving on? Sure. Could it potentially go beyond that? I think part of that will depend on the case the Ravens are trying to make. But to try and make the case that they made like a clerical error in how they listed Lamar Jackson late in the week when he's taking practice squad reps, and they know that there's a rule. Well, I presume they should know if they don't know, but the Ravens of all teams should know that there's a stipulation in there that if you're listing a guy as anything below being available, then there better be a good reason for it if they're one of your consistent starters. And Lamar Jackson is about as consistent as a starter can be, being penciled in ink, in real ink, that he is the Ravens guy. So I think the league is going to step in with at least a fine. How much more? Depends on how some of those backroom conversations go.
I'm really curious, Ant, because, you know, this was going to be a measuring stick game for me if Lamar Jackson had played. I think it still turned out to be a measuring stick game because it shows how far away the Bears are. And my number one thing is, this is who the Bears are if they're not getting those takeaways that we saw leading up to this game. And it was interesting that you didn't think Caleb Williams played poorly, because isn't – the whole point is he is supposed to be someone who can win you a game, like that, if he's the number one overall pick.
Yeah, but to me, it's all about context. Like, saying Caleb should have played better doesn't mean Caleb played bad. We need Caleb to play great at some point. Yeah. But Caleb didn't play any worse yesterday than he did against the Commanders. But they won the game against the Commanders. They won the game against the Raiders. I go back and evaluate the snap-by-snap film of each of those games, I think you can make a case Caleb played better yesterday than he did in either of those one-point wins that the Bears had. But, yes, there were takeaways, and there were some chunk plays picked up in the Bears' offense from the passing attack, from the run game. Like that moment, I'm sure you all noticed the moment where Caleb adjusts his arm angle and kind of flips the ball around on what looks like it had a chance to be a screen pass to DeAndre Swift that was going to get out the gate. And then here comes Roquan Smith just with like a chunk play saving tackle on DeAndre Swift right before he cuts back against the grain. That's one of those types of moments where Caleb didn't do anything special, but he did something he's very capable of, and an exceptional defender tackles his guy before Swift gets out into the open field. But to me, the however many snaps, like total plays of offense the Bears ran and the 38 pass attempts, watching Caleb operate from within the pocket and quickly and concisely, decisively see the field and deliver the ball, I thought he did that amongst the best he's done so far this season. But for Caleb to be as great as many of us hope, it shouldn't have to be a game where the Bears are generating takeaways or rushing for 200 yards or shutting an opponent out on defense. That's the level we all hope he grows to, but that doesn't mean he played poorly yesterday just because the Bears didn't win the game or because those other things didn't happen. That's the context I'm trying to discuss this in. Like, there was it was some point in the second half, I believe in the either latter stages of the third quarter, early fourth quarter, where the Bears ran like a sail route concept on a third and six or third and seven, where Caleb's in the pocket and they have multiple levels to the route combination to the wide side of the field. Caleb used a level of eye discipline that he didn't show last week against the Saints, where he didn't look off the coverage at all and throws that interception on a comeback to the wide field. Now, it was a different route concept, but in this game yesterday where they ran that sail concept where you had, I think it was DJ Moore on a shorter quick out, and then you had the seven route, the corner route coming over the top of him to Rome Odunze. Caleb holds the corner, looks to the flat, and then quickly darts his eyes over to the corner and throws a great pass to Rome Odunze to move the chains on third down. Those are the types of things that, to me, are showing up more frequently with Caleb. Caleb's got to find that needle that he needs to thread between being like the big game hunter and being the guy who's looking for the splash play, the wild play on the move, versus only being sort of the check down guy and doing the mundane within the pocket. Where is that balance between kind of doing something beyond the X's and O's or finding that strike play opportunity within the design of the play? That's a delicate balance that he's still figuring out. But no, I don't believe Caleb played poorly at all yesterday.
Ed Heron, we were talking to him, of course, the analyst for 670 The Score here with us, host as well, and also Fox 32 doing a lot of work with them. I do want to ask you this. It's something that I brought up to our hosts here. I would like to see at this point in the season, the Bears have something that they know works in the playbook. Yeah. And that, of course, changes from team to team. But just something that you know you block really well. Or, say, for example, if it's Caleb Williams, something he knows that he can do. We've seen him, I think, check down to runs where he knows situation down and distance really well. That's been something that he knows he can do. But other than that, I'm kind of disappointed that we don't have that yet for this team. We were talking about how you should be able to run a QB sneak at the one. You know, that type of idea.
Yeah.
What would you like to see them do that they should have in their bag?
That is just something that's a consistent staple.
Correct.
For this offense that you know they do at a high level. And it doesn't feel like it's there. I mean, you know, a lot of teams are effective at the screen pass. Like Bo Nix, really effective at the screen pass, but also hitting some strike plays. Same thing with Drake May. A lot of screens. I would say not as many screens in the Patriots offense versus the Broncos, but similar idea where not only are they doing that and they've got playmakers with some run after catch, just like DJ Moore did a couple of times during the game, and we've seen DeAndre Swift do a bunch, but they're connecting on those chunk plays, the deeper balls. And what's interesting is that the Bears went into yesterday's game leading the National Football League in explosive plays,
but
it doesn't feel like it, right? Exactly. Because it's been such a roller coaster in certain games and certain moments where they miss on some opportunities, they hit on some opportunities, and it's just been, there's such variance in when they're actually connecting on those. And yesterday was a game, I don't know how many chunk plays I got, but there's only a couple by my eye. I haven't watched it through a second time and kind of counted it up or anything, but that's where, to me, that consistency matters so much. And so the staple of this Bears offense, it feels like from a run game perspective, we're starting to get to the point, those first couple of games out of the bye, where DeAndre Swift on some of those crack toss, I think you mentioned crack toss a moment ago, Layla, some plays like that attack the exterior of the defense, DeAndre Swift in space, it felt like that's where the run game is headed. And I really like Drew Dahlman, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright. They're moving people in the run game, and it's really impressive what's happening on the right side of the Bears line. So I hope that's something that we'll see them continue to lean into from a run game perspective. But passing wise, it's kind of all over the place right now until we really get a feel for that. But when the pocket moves and it's called into movement, Caleb does well. First couple of drives of that game that ended in field goals, we saw some sprint and some boot action to each side of the field where Caleb's on the go, get some easy completions, get a first down or two, and then it stalls in the red zone. Middle portion of the game, it felt like the pocket got stagnant. But you need him to be able to operate from within there. So I've talked to all you guys over the years when pocket movement just wasn't a part of the offense. I don't see that with Ben Johnson. It's there. There's variance. It's not going to be something that can be utilized the entire game. But that, from a passing perspective, seems to be when they call Caleb into movement as opposed to scramble situations, when he actually is, you know, right now at his most comfortable, when he's called into sprints and boots.
Last thing for me, the get out of bounds, portion of the game on that final drive.
Oh, no.
What did you think specifically of DJ Moore not getting out of bounds? Did he think he was going to score there? And then just the play call by Caleb Williams to try the quarterback sneak, and we're just talking about the offensive line and not being able to get that 1 yard.
Yeah, for DJ Moore, I would imagine, yeah, he thought he was going to score. A guy who scored as many touchdowns in this league as DJ Moore has, he's near the end zone. Yeah, he feels like he's either going to run a defender over or beat them, you know, to the pylon to be able to get there, and he got tackled. But big picture game situation-wise, I think there's obviously a strong case to make to save that time on the clock. in DJ Moore's mind, and again, you know, the media will get a chance to talk to DJ about it this week. My impression is DJ is thinking, the quicker I score a touchdown, the quicker we'll get an opportunity for an additional possession since we're down by multiple scores. But, you know, if he's thinking he's not going to make the end zone, then it is definitely the obvious choice to run out of bounds. DJ in that moment is thinking, I'll put my shoulder down, run this guy over, and get into the end zone. He didn't get there. You know, the defender made the tackle. DJ was in bounds, and you lost a bunch of time for it. So if he knew for sure he wasn't going to get there, I would guess he would have run out of bounds. But DJ Moore thinks he's going to get to the end zone most time he touches the rock.
Ann Heron, thanks as always for coming on with us and dropping your football knowledge.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, Ann.
Appreciate you. Where can we consume your product next?
I don't know if I'm still here.
Yes.
Am I still with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to take
Robbie's
more calls.
Just telling me goodbye.
Yeah. Just keep taking calls. That's what we want from you.
Yeah,
that's
no,
all. What,
basically, what's next on the Ann Heron content calendar?
Okay. Bears Blitz will be this Friday. I'll be, what am I next hosting on the Score? We'll have some more post coming up, but I don't know. Follow me at Big Ant Heron on all the socials.
That's it.
I guess I'll keep focused.
Good enough.
Bears Blitz on Friday is a good start on Fox 32. Ann Heron,
that's
thanks
right.
so much.
All right, people.
That was Anthony Heron. Coming up next is Halftime.
Very special edition of Halftime.
The most important edition of Halftime
yes.
that this show has had
yes.
so far in its current iteration.
I'm with
Raheem
Ozzie
Harrison Grody.
Yes. Yeah. It's easy, by far the best and biggest halftime we've ever
I
had.
I agree. Yeah, there's nothing close. So that is coming up next here on Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Listen to Raheem Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Welcome this back.
Is, who's supposed to?
Yeah, let us go.
What happened?
Let us take care of this, please.
You're in the passenger seat.
Please, Layla.
I thought I was in the passenger seat.
You are.
Raheem Harris and Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. This is a very special day here at The Score, and a very special day for our friend, our leader of the Layla of the Rahimi Harris and Grody Show. We would like to say congratulations to Layla Rahimi on 10 years in Chicago broadcasting, baby!
Yay! Thank you! Thank you.
Congratulations, Layla.
Congrats.
There are many things we need to do here right now to have this little party in the time that we have carved out. First of all, first things first, I have this little diary right here. This is my Bears book. It's precious. As you can see, it's leather bound. I am now going to, you are officially about to earn Bears. I am going to write down what I am going to give you Bears-wise. You get automatic 6 because you're officially from here now because you've been here for 10 years. Plus, I can add on as many Bears as I want to that. Mr. Harris, will you please pass this over to Layla Rahimi? Those are your Bears for right now. Does it mean...
You need to eliminate
what?
That.
What?
Yeah.
You need to eliminate that.
I don't know. This is awfully high.
How many Bears?
Tell him, Grody.
8.5 Bears. For Layla Rahimi.
It seems like a lot of Bears.
A lot of Bears.
I mean, like, for example, and there are many examples, even during that call that we had, you were detecting the Chicago accent during that call and laying it out there.
I feel like I should pose with this.
Yeah. Don't let me down now.
Hi, I'm Layla, and these are my Bears.
Don't let that thing dip. Don't let it dip.
Are you kidding?
There's a volatility meter.
It goes from your notebook to my notebook.
Yes.
Where it will stay next to my heart.
Yo, let's keep this party going right now because we want to bring in some of your best friends through the years, people who have influenced you, people that you've loved, people with whom you have worked, starting with this guy. He is Dave Wanstead.
Yay!
What up, Wani?
Layla. What's happening? Congratulations. I'll tell you what. I think we started about the same time, so I'm going to take some credit for you becoming a star. I am so excited for you. I mean, truly. I mean, you have made a difference on the Score radio station. You've made a difference with your partners in crime there, Harris and Grody, and really bring a perspective to Chicago sports that is so, so well needed and I think appreciated. I really say that sincerely. And we've known each other now going back to talking Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys, probably for 10 years. So congratulations. I hope you you appreciate everything saying and doing for you, because it's real. You know me, I don't just jump on the phone and call unless it's important, and this is important, Layla.
Coach, thank you so much. And you know, never in my wildest dreams did I think I would end up working with you after I saw you, you know, as a young football loving girl learning the game. So that was a dream made come true, and I wish I was kidding, but no, that is the absolute case. It is absolutely my pleasure to work with you and learn from you. And I watched you yesterday because I wanted to hear what you had to say about the game, and you're so appreciated in my life. I am better for knowing you, Coach, so that means the world to me. Thank you.
All right, Leah. Well, you enjoy your day. Love you, and I'll see you. Maybe I'll come up. Is Mitchie bringing lunch in for you guys?
I hear. Actually, Ray's saying yes. So yeah, come on in.
Yeah.
You know, that may tempt me to take a light a cigar and take a walk up there.
Hell
you
yeah!
You have a great day, and we'll talk down the road.
Coach,
thank you.
Thank you. Tell Jan I said hi.
There goes okay. Dave Wanstead.
We love Jan.
Jan is the best.
Seriously, I never thought I would end up working with Dave Wanstead.
It's pretty cool.
I get like, it.
None of us thought we'd end up working with Dave Wanstead.
But my mom was like, wait, you're working with him?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he just called
you. He's a teammate. He's like one of our team.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Layla 10 Years in Chicago Broadcasting Extravaganza, which continues with a staff writer for The Athletic covering the National Basketball Association. She is a Chicagoan herself. She is the great Shakia Taylor.
Shake, shake.
What's up, my girl? Happy 10 years.
Shakia, thank you so much for taking the time, because I know you're reporting on a billion things right now in the NBA.
Facts. You know, I'm doing a little bit, but we can always take time for a solo sports transplant sports girly in the city.
Oh, no, thank you so much. It's been wonderful getting to know you and frankly learning a lot from you. Your essays and your pieces that you do, your long form content, especially on baseball history, is much needed. And I am thankful that you called in. What are you working on so we can tell people what to look for in The Athletic?
None of your business. No.
She always does this, though. This is her.
I know, but we gotta give people their shine.
Look out for something in a couple of days. That's all I can tell you. I'm trying to work. I got some things, you know, in the machine, in the Google Docs that I'm working on, and hopefully all those things will be coming out really soon. But today is about you, not me. It's about you, not me.
I like to read what you're doing. And we could always just give each other the video of the Left Hand in the Air Commanders victory song over and over again. That's what Shake and I text about.
Love it.
It got stuck in my head forever the other day.
I sent you an updated Commander song, so I feel like we should move to that Commander song. Shout out to my dad and the Commandos that he loves so much.
Shout out to your dad. Thank you. It's been a joy knowing you as well. So thanks for calling in, and I'm looking forward to the article, too.
Thank you. Happy anniversary. Shout out to the guys, too.
You're too kind, Shake. Thank you.
What up, Shake?
Bashella. I did not know her nickname was Shake. Shake, thank you so much. That is great. Shakia Shake. That is a sick nickname there.
I knew she was working on something good at The Athletic. They're cooking up so many good projects right now.
They always do. Honorable mention in this party to the great Jay Zawoski, who was going to join us, but we were told that he couldn't wait.
He's at Blackhawks practice, and they opened up media availability to talk to the players a little earlier than expected.
So honorable.
He sends his best and happy 10 years in Chicago from Jay Zawoski from CHGO and our former colleague here on the Midday Show on 670 The Score.
I miss and love Jay, and I will take this up with him in person. I owe Jay a lunch, actually.
Jay is the goods. Jay is always, always full-blooded score guy. No matter what he does, no matter what great success he's right now having in his life, Jay is for life a score guy. We miss you, Jay-Z. You are the best. Joe Cowley joining us now on the Layla Party. You know him, the Sun-Times Bulls beat reporter, host of the Bulls Recap podcast as well these days. What up, Joe?
And Layla, this is why it's awesome. So, I mean, 10 years is great because, you know, like me, you came from a very high football IQ city, and you've had to come and dummy it down.
Wow! Here. Dump them!
You're like a modern-day Jane Goodall. You taught the primates how to get ants out of logs with branches.
Wow!
And not throw poop at each other. And it's been great. And privately, you've told me off the air that it's been hard. The people here, they try your patience because of their low IQ. But you pulled it off. And I'm you're a modern day Jane Goodall.
Give me that Bears card back. 6.5. You just lost two Bears.
Joe, I think we're still trying to work on preventing everybody from throwing poop at each other. Just my thought.
All serious. It's awesome. You've done a great job, and happy 10 years and 10 more. 10 more.
Joe, thank you so much for calling in. And I would like to take this time to tell everybody about how Joe and I met in the Bulls media room. Mm. We somehow found each other like standing across from each other. And I was like, hi, I'm Layla. He's like, where were you before this? And I said, Philly. And he's like, you'll be fine. I was blessed by Joe Cowley in those moments. And I remain blessed by Joe Cowley. I am better for knowing you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Joe. I'm sorry about the game last night.
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'll pretend like it never happened.
There you go. That's what I do. And then have fun with those primates. Do the best you can. You're doing God's work.
Dump them.
Can we talk Bulls soon?
Oh, he's gone.
Did he leave?
That's all right.
That's okay. I bet his answer
would have been yes. Guess who, by the way, of the three of us, is going to the Bulls game again tonight? Here I go.
Do you have season tickets?
I can't tell you about that.
Congratulations.
What I do is I go to Bulls games. But no. Layla, congrats. For real, real. Congratulations. You've worked your ass off. We love having you here at The Score. We love having you drive this show. Thank you for being here with us, and congratulations on 10 years.
Thank you. It's been, I didn't think I would end up here ever. I thought this was like the center of the sports universe because Michael Jordan and Oprah and Jerry Springer and everything cool seemed to come out of Chicago. And I never thought in a million years that I would end up here. So that's kind of how I feel. And one thing has led to another and you get the opportunity to go somewhere else. And I just really like it here.
No, seriously, the congratulations, because it's not easy to pick up and just go. And several times in your career, I know you have picked up and gone. That's how we met in Philadelphia, when you just picked up and came from Houston to Philly, and we enjoyed you there. And who knew back then that we would be here?
We did not.
It's like that hot
life finds a way.
Yeah. Speaking of Philly, Clay Harbor sends a happy anniversary. He was tied up. He couldn't make this segment. Nick Friedell is at Warriors practice. Otherwise, he'd be on the phone right now.
It's like people are doing things in the middle of the day.
Happy anniversary.
How
from
dare
them.
They? Yeah. Would you like to do the Nick Friedell impersonation if you were here?
I gotta tell you guys, this is really gonna be good because of Gar Foreman. It was always Gar.
Also, I know we're late to break, but I just want to ask for my anniversary. I would like to ask for one impression. Give me what is your favorite impression that you don't get to do enough of?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean,
Do you have someone in mind?
No, well. I do love the Parkins impression too.
I mean, a lot of people say that I'm really good. A lot of people say I'm really bad. Doesn't really matter. I mean,
as long as they're saying, right?
Yeah, as long as they're saying, yeah, Marshall, you got the same.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Also, the Friedell laugh, and of course, there's Unlock Me. But we did did that over the group threat. So I feel like that's been established.
Yeah, we did. We could do a whole section of that at some point in time, too.
Well, thanks to everybody who participated in this segment. I did not know this was happening, and I realized, like, somewhere when I saw the calendar today, I was like, oh, I know what's happening here. I'm looking forward to reading everybody's work, really, because they keep me informed, and that's how I do my job. So thanks to everybody else for letting me use you to be happier here, because that's what's going on.
It's going down, and we're coming up next. We got... Five on it. Next on Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.